Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
To hang out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. My pleasure to be back with you guys, and I'm so excited to share some really cool stuff that's going on in and around Joburg this week. In fact, I have so much to tell you guys. I'm considering asking Niche Radio for a second slot because I'm not being able to get through everything in my allocated 15 minutes. So without any further ado, let me leap straight in. If you're into all things culinary and cooking and you would like to meet the MasterChef Australia judges, they are doing a public meet and greet this Wednesday, the 7th of September at the Cresta Shopping Centre at 3 p.m. It will take place at the new Food and Entertainment Court, which is on the upper level. And the judges are Gary Megan, Matt Preston and George Kalambaris. And they are well known for their MasterChef Australia antics. And I'm really, really excited to meet and greet with them. So if you are into cooking and you're into MasterChef and you want to come down and meet the judges, this is their first visit to South Africa as a group, and this is the only meet and greet that is being held exclusively at Cresta Shopping Centre. It's going to be really, really exciting. So that's this Wednesday, the 7th of September at 3 p.m. in the Food and Entertainment Court at Cresta. I will see you guys there. I'm super, super excited. Then this last weekend, I was really excited. I visited the Flora Blend Bar, finally, which is a pop-up blend bar, which is in the zone in Rosebank, and it's open until the 25th of September. So you have a little bit of time, but I suggest getting down there and checking out what's up. You can learn all about how margarine is made. There's some great healthy food that you can taste. And you can also climb. They've got a little in-store bicycle that you can cycle on. And every kilometer that you cycle sees R1 being donated to the Heart Foundation from Flora. And you can also stand a chance to win 10,000 Rand just by cycling 1K. And it's a charming design. There's modern fittings. It is a sensory-rich, experiential pop-up store and celebrates everything about Flora and healthy hearts and healthy cooking. There's live demos. There's loads of stuff to do. So if you are in and around the zone in Rosebank, pop into the Flora Blend Bar and check them out and get some tasty, healthy treats to eat as well. Then I went through to go and see Nathaniel's Mannequin show, which was on at the Theatre of Marcellus at Empress Palace, also running until the 25th of September. I suggest getting your tickets soon because the show is going to be booked out pretty, pretty soon. He is absolutely hysterical. I must say, I was blown away. I've never seen Nathaniel live. I never really would say that I was a fan, but I have to say I was amazed. He is known for his speedy costume changes, and he does not disappoint. And the show's wardrobe pieces, which are designed by local designer Florius Lowe, are nothing short of breathtaking. Nathaniel does the entire show in a pair of killer heels that I would break an ankle in about 5 minutes. He climbs on boxes. He does all sorts of stuff in these heels. It's absolutely amazing. The sets are beautiful. The story's amusing. Obviously, no under 15s allowed because there is some rather fruity language, but it's a huge laugh, and his charisma and presence and wit are sharp and dry, and he is a consummate performer of the highest caliber. I cannot recommend this show more than just get down there and see it. I promise you, it's an absolute treat. So that's Nathaniel's Mannequin, and it's on at the Theatre of Marcellus at Empress Palace until the 25th of September. Then sticking with a theatre theme, Barnyard Rivonia, yay, one of my favourite places. They have a brand new show that's just started, and it's called Six of the Best, which pays a tribute to Freddie Mercury, Bon Jovi, Meatloaf, Billy Joel, Cher, and Pink. And it is a tribute to surpass all tributes, celebrating the music of the six greatest pop icons of all time. The show features an 11-piece cast who make their way through the repertoire that was made in rock and roll heaven, and it is going to be absolutely amazing. I'm very excited. I'm heading through next week to go and check it out. But as I said, it is currently running. The shows are on Tuesday through Sunday, and tickets range from 120 to 180 Rand, depending on the show. You can book your tickets online at thebarnyardtheatre.co.za. Then this week, I also popped into the opening of Mesh Club, which is quite possibly Jersey's coolest drinks and watering hole. It is an exclusive members club. It is open to the public. from Monday through Saturday from 4 p.m. But I'm going to let the drinks specialist who designed the entire menu for Mesh Club, Gareth Wainwright, tell you a little bit more about Mesh Club and why it is just the place to be.
Hey, Heather. Well, the Mesh Club is basically an exclusive members club where it's open to the public from 4 until close Monday to Saturday. The drinks that we're doing there are, our signature cocktails are inspired by actual hanging South African artworks from Pierre Neuf to Maggie Lopesha, Keith Alexander, a couple of other favorites, and we've inspired them around there. And trying to get their cocktails to represent a time and place of where those artists were from or their works in unique serves. There's no blue drinks, no Long Island iced teas. It's ideally aiming for, we're aiming for well-heeled people in a well-heeled environment. The Mesh Club as well is targeting, they're mostly entrepreneurs meeting with more established business captains of industry. And networking it that way. So in order to become a member as well, people need to be nominated by an existing member, then seconded and then thirded. So it's quite a process to become a member there. But the drinks are open to the public from 4 Monday to Saturdays. So come on down.
So that is the Mesh Club, which is situated at 21 Keys Avenue in Rosebank, and it is set to be the experience of a lifetime. Do pop on down, check it out. You may very well find me at the end of the bar sipping on one of their many signature cocktails or enjoying a glass of wine at the end of the day. And if you do see me, come on over and say hi. Now, another show that I'm very excited about, and I did tell you guys about it last week, is Saturday Night Fever, which is opening at the State Theatre on the 16th of September. That's next week, and is running until the 9th of October. The tickets are on sale from 150 Rand on CompuTicket.com. So head on over to CompuTicket and get your tickets now before they sell out. If you like glitter and sequins and platforms, this is a show for you. And there is some amazing local talent that's going to be performing. Daniel Bays, Natasha van der Merwe, Matthew Berry, Bongi Mtombeni, Craig Urbani. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So get your tickets for Saturday Night Fever at the State Theatre in Pretoria, and I will see you guys there. Then this last week, I also headed through to Starbucks for the first time in South Africa. I have enjoyed Starbucks overseas, but this was my first trip to a Starbucks. I went to the Mall of Africa and we enjoyed the launch of the new pumpkin spiced latte, which is launched internationally around about the 1st of September and runs, depending on the store, until the end of December. The pumpkin spiced latte is a coffee drink, which is made with a mix of traditional autumn spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves. It is topped with whipped cream and secret pumpkin pie spice, which is really, really yummy. So if you want to try something different, head on over to Starbucks and try out their pumpkin spice latte. They also have a frappe version, which is quite nice for the warm South African summer months. It's really delicious. So get yourself over to Starbucks now and enjoy it. Then this last week, I also attended a great launch by Nescafe Dolce Gusto, which is a really cool little coffee machine with pods, kind of like, your usual coffee machines. But they have done an absolutely amazing collab with Will.i.am, and they have relaunched a great version with Will.i.am featuring in it of Sitting on the Dock of a Bay, which is absolutely amazing. And it's one of the best advertising campaigns I've seen in a really long time. You can head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and check out some of the vids and pics and get an idea of Nescafe Dolce Gusto and what they're up to. Something else that I'm really excited about is a good friend of mine, Helen Dubois, who has launched her new single, Like I Need You. I'm really excited for her. I know all the hard work and dedication that's gone into doing this, and I'm really, really proud of her. Helen has been performing for over 20 years. She's been in plays, musicals, cabaret. She's on radio. She's been on television, and she has toured with productions such as Popcorn and Let's Rock. She's starred in Sexy and the City alongside Paul Slapolepsky and in the adult panto Puss in Boots and many of Janice Honeyman's pantos as well. She's literally a star and a screen legend in her own right. And I'm so excited for her new single, Like I Need You, which is now out. I'm going to let Helen tell you a little bit more about the single, and then I'm going to play you a short clip.
Hi, Heather. Thank you so much for having me on Niche Radio. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Wow, what a ride it's been. I decided to release another single after not doing anything really for a while. My last release was back in 2005 and was quite well received, but I didn't create the hype that I have around this one. And I kind of just went full circle. I approached my previous producer, well, mentor, Benji Moody, and he's been sending me songs and saying, try this, try that. And eventually he sent me a song that was written by the same songwriter that wrote my original hit from years ago, the one I got nominated for Osama for. And I heard it and I thought, this is it. This is makes perfect sense. It's completely gone full circle. So I recorded Pam Shane's Like I Need You and picked Marius Broa as the producer on the track. And it's been a great process, I must say. I've taken my time and I recorded back in May and it just dropped this week. And the response has been pretty good, actually. Even I shot a music video on this past week. It's been such a whirlwind. I don't even know what day it is. But I've shot the video and I'm very excited to get that out in the next couple of weeks. But it's very interesting. The music industry has changed somewhat in the last sort of few years since I haven't been in it. And being an independent artist has its challenges, but it's pretty exciting, I must say. And I thank everybody for all their support and love and upliftment over this time of releasing the song. And I can't wait for you guys to see the video. And I can't wait to maybe even get back in the studio and record something else.
Well done, Helen. Really proud of you. And just to whet your appetite and so that you can say you heard it first on Niche Radio, here is a little clip from Like I Need You by local artist Helen Dubois. So if you enjoyed the sound of that, you can get hold of Like I Need You, which is available currently on Reverb Nation. It's on Amazon as well as on iTunes. And keep an ear out on local radio stations. I'm sure Like I Need You is going to be taking over your airwaves pretty soon. Local is lekker. Support local talent. Now, as you guys know, I went through to Fan Courts a little while ago, expecting to be overloaded with golf and quite pleasantly surprised by all the amazing things on offer. Fan Court is situated just outside Garden Route. It's about 7 km away from the George Airport, and they'll send a bus and come and collect you, which is kind of cool. And they have guests that fly in from destinations all around the world to come and sometimes spend weeks at a time enjoying the hospitality at Fan Court Golf and Country Estate. I was lucky enough to catch up with Solly Bester, who's the banqueting manager, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about the conference facilities and capacities, as well as the different restaurants that they have on site. Now, I often get ragged because when I'm interviewing, I forget that I'm interviewing and I feel like I'm in a conversation with the person. So do excuse me if I interject, but it was a really, really fun interview and I really had an absolute blast chatting to Solly from Fan Court. Have a little listen. Okay, so we are here with Solly Bester, the banqueting manager for Fan Court. Solly, tell us a little bit about what sort of events you generally host here, functions, capacities, and then obviously you've got a number of restaurants on site, so yes. Which is maybe your favorite or where would you recommend that we eat?
Okay. Anessa, we'll start with conference, banqueting and events. So on the conference side, we've got 6 rooms upstairs, which 2 of them are breakaway rooms that go to, obviously then makes it a bigger venue. And then downstairs, the banquet hall, and it doubles up for weddings, big conferences, birthday parties, year-end parties, etc. And so it goes
and
on.
And how many, what's the capacity there?
And depending on what you're doing and if there's buffets, how many bars, but you can say 300 capacity, and it just goes down and up depending on, you know, the furniture and decor and all of this. Upstairs, and from the Plover that seats 20, to the Island Eagle that can do 40 to 60, down to the Kingfisher which could do 18 to 25, even a bit more depending on,
so more
on what's more intimate,
depending what's set up, banquet, et cetera.
And then we also do obviously events. On all areas, on grass, warm-up areas, on the tennis courts, if
you've seen
them. So we do a lot of outdoor things as well.
Okay. Very different.
Yeah, and so then we build everything from scratch.
Like on
the warm-up area, there's only grass, and we build it all there.
And you obviously have suppliers that you bring in?
Yeah, no, there's obviously plenty of people involved, yes. There's
kind of
plenty,
stuff.
Yes. But very exciting. And then we've also got the academy, which is on the Link side, which used to be the old Bramble. We do quite a bit of dinners, like this evening we've got the Ferrari Braai there. So okay. It also doubles up as a venue.
A function venue, yeah.
Yeah, and then also on the art side and then of the academy, we also put up tents, do all kinds of things there as well.
So the sky's the limit, really.
Yeah, and then quantities, 120, 150, yeah. Also depending on the setup. Okay. But you can do a nice quantity. On the warm-up area and the tennis courts, we go up to 600.
Okay, wow. Okay,
600, it can even be more. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Just depending on how much you want to spend. Then off with that to the club bar, which we are sitting now. We also do the dimension data here.
Okay.
Which could be 600 to 900. We can even do 1,000. So what happens is the decks you see gets extended.
Oh, wow.
All the way out with the big tents also having being built there. So 1,000, you can even do more, depending on how much money you want to spend on the tending and the decking and all of that.
Whatever you want.
So that's also
And you'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
And then you've got restaurants on site. So
yes.
How many restaurants are there? And tell me a little bit about them.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start on this side of the hotel. You've got the club bar, which is all-day dining with the members section and then a lounge as well as a terrace. Here we can seat up to 250 people with furniture added. On that side, you've got the members section, which is only for members of FanCorp. Across from here is Le Pêcheur, which is a little area that we sometimes do a lunch in.
Yeah.
You can sit up to 80 people in there. Then when you go down to the hall, you get the Monets, which is our French bistro. So fresh breads. There's retail items that can be bought, which we also do quite a bit of functions in the Monets.
Okay.
It's a very
nice view. We were there. Yes,
absolutely.
Nice
so
view.
We did the Jane Simon trade show. We did there now last week, which was lovely. We're doing the Festival of Fizz in December there as well.
Okay.
It doubles up as an evening venue that we open for dinner, and we do like an African braai or a themed evening
as
well.
Yeah.
But mostly it's actually only open for the day trade. So breakfast, lunch, brunch, all of that. Very nice venue.
Okay.
We then move over to the other side of the hotel, you've got La Cantina, which is the authentic Italian restaurant.
I think we're there tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful restaurant.
Okay, I'm looking forward.
Very extensive wine list. Really a lovely venue. The chef Matteo also being Italian, obviously. La Cantina would definitely be my recommendation.
Okay, that's the place to go.
La Cantina also won the CX Awards, the best hotel restaurant in the Garden Route 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, so definitely my recommendation, lovely.
Okay, there you have it.
Yeah, lovely. Then you've also got the Henry White's on the other side at the Manor House. So it's just left from the entrance of the Manor House, which is classical dining. So a bit more quiet, a bit more upmarket. Really, 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 really nice as well.
Yeah, I believe it's quite something to be seen.
Yeah, no, so it's lovely depending on what you're looking for. Yeah.
So as I'm sure you can hear, there's loads to do besides golf at the FanCorp Golf and Country Estate. And I had an absolute blast. So stay tuned next week because I'm going to be bringing more about what's on offer at FanCorp. There's tons to do, I promise you. And that, guys, as they say in the classics, is a wrap. My time is up and I've got to love and leave you. All the things that I've spoken about and all the events that I've spoken about are available to read on my website, which is heatherhook.com. So do pop on over and go and have a look. You can also get me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Heather L. Hook, and Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And if you have an event coming up and you feel that I should be there or covering it, or that Hang Out with Heather listeners on Niche Radio need to know more about it, please do drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com. You guys are absolutely awesome, and I look forward to catching up with you again next week. Have a beautiful day.
Lots of love.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.